Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, and I have to say we have a really kind of a fun, drilled-down, tactical show for you today. I love topics like this personally because I know those of you guys who are listening are actually going to be able to take immediate action on these ideas and make money. We mentioned this, and this was kind of funny. Julie, are you on?
I am. I think I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, yes. So we had Julie and I on a radio show, like three or four radio shows ago, mentioned this way of capturing your own leads. And, you know, just we mentioned it as part of the show. It wasn't even something we had prepared for all of you. And then Julie had, on her premier coaching call, she had a ton of people asking about it. So we thought, aha, this is something you guys want more information on. So we're going to be focusing on, Julie, I think the focus is basically on how to maximize the return on investment and really how to lead capture off something that everyone takes for granted called the real estate sign, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes, it seems so simple, and yet I think everyone does take it for granted. I know that for a while we, you know, just thought, just something that you do. And then we thought, okay, well, on the other hand, every single person in the neighborhood coming and going from work, picking up their kids from school, going to the grocery store, passes your sign. Isn't that your front line of advertising? Not to mention you pretty much have to do it anyway, so you might as well monetize it.
So here's what we're going to do. You guys ask us occasionally, and Julie and I, as you guys know, and Julie, by the way, when is Harris Rules our book? When is that supposed to be with the publisher? Since you're supposed to be doing the final draft. What's the update on that?
For April 1st for the final draft, and then I would imagine another, I don't know, maybe 30 days on their end after that. So early summer.
Okay, good. So we should – early summer. Good. That's fantastic. So one of the things that we get asked a lot – is what would you guys do if you're getting back in the real estate business? I always think that's a very curious question, especially when we get it from longtime listeners, because you guys think that what we're going to tell you on private conversations is going to be different than what we say on the radio. I personally find that humorous, and I know why you're surprised that we're saying the same thing in private conversations with you that we do on this radio show. Because you are a believer that there's some sort of secret handshake way to get success. You still believe in the back of your mind that there's some sort of secret code, some sort of like formula, some sort of Mickey Mouse, whatever mythical way of getting rich. In other words, you probably spent too much time in science fiction books when you were a kid or reading too many Marvel magazines, right? You guys get the point? There is no secret to it other than what we tell you every single day on this radio show and coaching clients. What we tell you every single day is coaching clients. The bottom line is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. One of the first things we would do, absolutely positively, obviously, is we'd focus on listings. Hey, guess what? That shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. Obviously, we'd focus on the stuff that's proactive lead generation. We would avoid the passive lead generation stuff like the plague. No one should be surprised. Next thing we would do is we'd maximize what we were doing on our for sale signs. That would be one of the most easiest, cheapest, frankly, best ways to generate, you know, dare I say, passive leads. Because your for sale sign is one of those things that everybody takes for granted. Now, I'm going to set this up for you guys, and I want you to really open your minds. And what does your for sale sign look like? What does it look like? I mean, one of the things we're going to talk to you guys about is you cannot take your signs for granted. You have to turn your sign has to be one of your lead generation spokes. That's how I want all of you to think of it. Lead generation spokes, for those of you who are newer to us, not familiar with that, basically your goal should be, imagine a wheel with spokes. Your goal should be able to have at least 5 to 7 spokes which are generating leads for you, right? You guys following me on this? The more spokes you have, the stronger the wheel. You can't don't have too many spokes, because what happens then is you start neglecting the other ones. And you do not build one, you do not add a spoke until the spoke you're focused on is mastered. So otherwise you're just going to have a bunch of spokes and none of them are that strong. So you start out with the most important spokes first, and then you add other spokes. The last spokes you should add are the ones that are going to be more on the passive lead generation side, and that is what a for sale sign should be. So your for sale sign, when you do this correctly, is a spoke. all of you guys who are longtime coaching clients are saying, ha-ha, cool, this one's easy. I could do that. You can. And this will only take you probably about, I don't know, a few days to get your signs slapped into shape. So we're going to go through all the finite, stupid, little, annoying details that make your signs kick ass. Write this stuff down. Now, brokers and office managers, I want you to seriously consider changing all your signs to be exactly like what we're about to describe, because these signs, the way we're going to – we're not selling you real estate signs, guys. We're not a sign company. We're telling you how what the design elements of the sign should be and what the lead capture on the sign should be so you can maximize the return and make your signs into a spoke. So, Julie, before you get to your first point, do you have any emails or Facebook shout-outs or anything else you'd like to throw out there, or you just want to jump in? It's up to you.
Well, I'm going to kind of lightly edit along the way. This is a kind of long-ish Facebook post, but this is from one of our great Premier members, Melanie Elizabeth, and she just posted this about an hour ago. She calls this lead follow-up and setting the appointment story ahead. So, again, I'm going to edit this a little bit back as I go. But basically, she says, I followed up with a lead given to me from a lender's website that captures people's information when searching for homes. When I spoke with her initially, she said she was mostly just looking around for fun and wasn't sure if she even wanted to move because interior decorators were coming to decorate her home in the next couple of weeks. Okay. So, Melanie goes on to say, applying my learnings from Tim and Julie Harris, I knew she was not a motivated buyer. No such thing, right? And I didn't want to waste my time badgering her with search criteria set up, i.e. a drip system. So I explained to her that these days the buyer does most of the searching, and where the real estate agent comes into play is negotiating contract knowledge, facilitating the transaction. I suggested she let me know if any of the properties she stumbled on piqued her interest enough to see, and told her I'd be following up. Now, she goes on to say, I made a note following up with her about the decorator, goes on to talk about that, but then she said, she said this person wanted to know if I could tell her how much she could sell her house for. Aha! Melanie's feelers went out. She said, before coaching, I never would have sent her a CMA via email with ranges and left it on her to reach out if she wanted more information, but through coaching, I realized I needed to set an appointment. I explained the best way for me to give her an accurate sales price is to see the home, give her two options for an appointment. I was expecting her to say, never mind, but she chose a time, and now I'm meeting her next week. Melanie says, this is my first, quote, cold listing presentation. I'm excited to put my learnings into action. Even more so, I'm excited at the progress I've made in mere mindset and understanding the pivotal moments in communication that can make or break a lead. I could have just thrown the lead away, but I left it on my whiteboard. I set a reminder in my CRM to follow up, and I did. I could have just sent her that valuable information to the CMA, but instead I set the appointment. Thank you, Tim and Julie, for teaching me to identify the things that I didn't even know that I was looking for. This really is not rocket science, but it feels so good when the path is so clear as to where to go next and what subsequent steps look like. So, go Melanie. I mean, you can see the transformation, not just of her mindset, Tim, but also of her scripting, her listening abilities, and as she said, the communication style that she was following before is different than what she's doing now. For example, going for the appointment. And even if that person's in preliminary stages, Melanie's making sure that when that person does sell, she's going to be the agent that has the listing, and I'm sure the closing. Back to you. Just had to share
that.
Well,
she said a lot. Julie, she said a lot. She said a lot in there. I mean,
sure
she said a lot of basically how she was using the technique. She said, I gave them a choice of two appointments. And listeners who don't know what we're talking about, what she was saying is she's saying, would today at 6 o'clock or would 6:30 be better? Opposed to, well, do you want me to stop by maybe someday so we can talk about possibly maybe someday listing your house? Nope. She was in control. She went through the script. She followed the process. That right there, guys, is the most critical element of what we're going to teach you as your coaches, is we're going to teach you a system that's proven to work in all markets and all price ranges and all market conditions. Doesn't matter if the prices are going up, the down, doesn't matter who's present, doesn't matter what the interest rates are. This system has been proven to work in all markets. You just have to follow it. If you guys are on the fence about what direction to take in your real estate business, it's because you are, frankly, without direction. You are trying to piecemeal together your own little real estate plan. I hear from our new member coaches some of the things you guys say to them. Oh, I've taken a little from this, a little from that. I've added this, I've added that. I've got my own little stew, and I'm trying to toss it in the oven to see if it'll actually produce. If your goal is to help people and make money, why would you bother trying to figure out how to become, how to bake a cake versus just following the ingredients, following the directions? Why would you do that? It makes no sense. And coaching clients, this is for you specifically. You have your coaching call every day with Julie. Your premier coaching call every day with Julie. Ask questions, participate on those calls. But remember, when you get the when you download the scripts, when you download the pre-listing pack, when you download the listing presentation, when you're going through the process, don't change it. Okay? I don't care about, you know, I don't like this or this and the other thing, and that's not my feeling, or I'm not comfortable with that. Don't change it. It works. Stop making this about
changing.
Some sort of
it needs using.
That's right. Okay, now, as far as our philosophy, you internalize scripts, then you personalize them. What all you guys try to do is you skip the work part, which is the internalizing, and then you go right to the personalizing. We are not believers in memorizing, because the problem is if you memorize a script exactly the way it's written, A, you'll sound like you're taking an order at McDonald's, and B, it'll feel disingenuous to you because you're not using your own words. We want you to internalize the script so you remember the order in which the questions come, and then we want you to personalize the scripts where you use your own little flair and style. But you cannot add the artistry of your flair and style until you've got the science down, till you know what to say and how to say it, what to say when they say this, what to say when they say that. Do not just say, I'm a natural salesperson, Tim. Hey, listen, buddy. I don't know about all your other coaching clients. I hear this all the time from you guys, so you could laugh at yourself. It's cathartic. And I am always a people person. I walk in any room. People will talk to me. I'm great at this, that, and the other. Really? So why aren't you taking more listings? Why are you still buying buyer leads? Why are you still struggling in your real estate business? Why is it that you're here? It is March of 2017, and you're not exceeding your goals already. And if you are, great. Keep doing it. It's because, guys, you are yet to, most of you, I would say, have yet to embrace the fact that doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level and having the mindset of service is going to get you to where you want to go faster than anything else. So, look, if you're serious about being of service to others, if you're serious about making money for you and your family, it's simple. Just, guys, seriously, follow the roadmap to success. It works. We've made it super easy for you. Just request a free coaching call, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. One of our new member coaches will get you going in the right direction. They're also going to give you instant access to the 6 free books, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate and the Real Estate Treasure Map. If you're on our website, you see that little form that's right there underneath the player button. Obviously, just go there and fill that out. And if you're thousands of replay past podcasts for the last few years on timandjulieharris.com. So just go to timandjulieharris.com and listen to our past podcasts. But guys, do not delay. Request your free coaching call. A lot of you, tens of thousands of you, are coming to us for your first time. You're just tuning into us for the first time. You're on the right path. Now it's time for you to take the right actions. Julie, without any further delay, let's just jump right in at your first point.
You got it. All right. So again, don't take your sign for granted. Turn it into a mini spoke on your lead generation wheel. Here's a fact. Your real estate sign is a moment of truth. Neighbors, agents, buyer and seller prospects make a snap judgment based on how your sign looks. Another fact, your real estate sign is a mini billboard full of lead generation opportunities when outfitted correctly. Sometimes in our premier class, we call this how to hot rod your real estate sign, right? So point number one, and I kind of hesitate. I don't want to make brokers mad about this, but I think that this is an important point. Put only your phone number on your sign, ideally using 1-800-HOME hotline with a dedicated extension. At the very least, just your mobile number, not your office number. Why? You've worked hard for your listing. The leads should go to you. Maybe a little controversial, but we really believe in that. Again, you have the hard work behind your listing. The leads should go to you. Point number two. Do use 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com to capture leads that you'd otherwise lose. Now, I put in here, refer to 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com for more details. Here's the thing. On an 800 number, and you guys have seen this in and around the neighborhoods that you list in. Some of you guys are using this, which is great. It has been proven time and time again that when somebody has on their sign for free 24-hour recorded info, call your 800 number and the extension that goes with the house. You capture more leads because people who wouldn't normally call because they might not want to talk to you for whatever reason, maybe they're conflict avoiders, maybe they don't have time to get into a conversation with you right now, they're just driving by on the way to work, you're going to get more calls. And furthermore, you're also going to be able to capture even unlisted and blocked numbers. Do you want to elaborate on that, Tim? I mean, this is kind of a gigantic point in itself,
well,
why 800-number IVR technology works. Go ahead.
this is what triggered the call. This is what triggered the show today, right? This is what got you guys interested in it. So you guys buy buyer leads right now. You buy seller leads. You just buy. And if you've been in the business for only 10 years, you think that's normal. It's not. It's abnormal. And go back and listen to some of the past shows we've done. We had an expert on the other day who basically gave you all the statistics and facts directly from the National Association of Realtors that validates what we've been telling you for the better part of 2 years, that the buying buyer leads trend is just that, a trend, and just like bell bottoms, it's coming to an end. And those of you who are getting into the business being told to buy your leads, oh, buy your leads from Zillow, buy your leads from here or there, the other place, and you're thinking, okay, well, that must be what agents do. They must buy buyer leads. I promise you it is a path that is going to lead in disaster, so you need to seriously consider learning how to generate your own business. The easiest and quickest way to do it is 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com on your signs. It's merely a sign writer that sits on top of your signs and says, for free 24-hour record info on this house, call 1-800, whatever your phone number is. You'll have assigned to you an 800 number plus an extension. Now, here's what happens, and we mentioned this the other day on the radio. It is so cool, but here's the thing, guys. What I'm about to tell you, this technology, it's been around, I bet you, for almost 30 years. It's still around because it works so well. I know it's not digital. I know it's not online. I know it's not, you know, some sort of, you know, social networking thing, but it still kicks absolute ass in every market. So I want you to – here's the visualization. You are – okay, here. I'll even make it better. You guys are the buyer. You are now driving your car and you're on vacation. You're down in wherever, you're over in wherever, you're someplace where you're curious about maybe buying a house. So you drive up to a for sale sign. And on the for sale sign, it's a for sale sign, and we're going to tell you exactly what the for sale sign needs to look like. But on the for sale sign, you're going to see at the very top, the most prominent, and this is a key element to making this work, guys. If you've used IVRs in the past and it hasn't worked, it's because you have too much crap on your sign. There's too many phone numbers, too many distractions. It looks like a nightmare. On your for sale sign, now I realize in some states there's prominence laws with regards to your broker agent's phone number and who owns this, that, and the other. We're going to talk about that in a second. We had the same issue in Ohio when we sold real estate. But at the top of your for sale sign, it should say, for free 24-hour recorded info on this house, call 1-800-555-1212 and then hit the extension. That's what it should say. Go to 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, and you'll see a picture of a sign like that. So when you call the 800 number, you and your wife or you and your husband are sitting in the car, you guys call the 800 number, and all of a sudden you hear a recording. Hey, you've called. This is Tim and Julie Harris's 24-hour home hotline. You've called about 123 Elm Street. 123 Elm Street is a fantastic three-bedroom home, 2.5 bath in the Oakhurst subdivision. It's got an updated kitchen, a glorious sunroom in the back. The home is currently priced in the mid-400s. Press 0 for more information on this house. Click! That's it. Now, here's what happens. They very rarely will press 0, but if they do, it'll get hot transferred directly to your cell phone. They very rarely will press 0, though, I promise you. Now, notice what I said. I did not give them the price. I gave them the price range. I said mid-400s. There's a whole bunch of reasons not to give the exact price. Going from, you'll keep their interest. And two, if you have to change the price on that listing after you have it for sale, you won't have to redo the recording. So it's a little bit lazy. And the way we teach you guys to do it, like say the house is priced between, you know, $399,500, so a low 400s would be 400 to 425, mid 400s would be 425 to say, I don't know, 475, and then upper 400s would be 475. To 500. You guys get it? So that way, if you have to do an adjustment, you maybe not have to do a new recording. You can do your mid, low, high ranges however you want to. So the person then has heard, you have heard the information in the house. Okay, you know the price range. You got some basic information. Great. But here's what happens. This is where the magic happens, guys. This is where Furiously Fast Lead Follow-Up owns the day. You, as the agent, or me as the agent, right? I'm going to call you right back in your car, and this is what I'm going to say. I've said this so many times. Julie and I haven't sold real estate full-time in well over a decade. Like, you know, I don't even want to think how long now, but I still remember this script. I don't even have to think to say it because I said it so many times. We taught our buyer agents to say it because it was so damn powerful. It's very simple. Don't change it. Hi, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, I like to give them a quick call back to see if they have any questions about the home they called about. And here's what the reaction will be if you call them back immediately. Is they're going to be, huh? What? How'd you call me? Wow. I'm surprised. They're going to be impressed is the takeaway. Now, what's the technology that that glues all this together? Because they called an 800 number, and anytime you guys call an 800 number or any toll-free number where the person you're calling is paying for the call, anytime that happens, what happens is they get a report of who's calling. So what this technology does is it captures your phone number, the person that's calling phone number, and then it automatically SMSs, texts, or emails that phone number directly to me. So you were in the car, you called, you were listening to the recording. While you were listening to the recording, I was being notified, given your phone number, and telling me what listing you were calling on. So I knew what you called on. I had your phone number. You guys get it? All this happens behind the scenes. There's nothing really for you to do other than just put the recording in and assign. Each of your listings has a different extension. So, you know, 123 Elm Street was, say, for example, you know, you'd call 1-800-555-1212, and let's say that extension was 100. You guys get it? So when you're listing, don't worry about it if you don't. It's not that confusing when you use the service. It's very simple, actually. Now, big picture here. I call you right back. I say, as a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, I give them a quick call back to see if they have any questions about the home they called about. They always had questions. Why? Because I only told you a price range. I didn't give you the exact price. So here's what they're going to say. To some, you know, variations of this. Is the home still for sale? What's the exact price on the house? Now, there's a script that goes along with calling people back, but I'm only going to give you the first two or three lines, okay? This is what happens. Guys, remember, on this radio show, we promise you tactical and practical ways for you to make money, and I told you I was pumped up about this show because I knew it was going to put you in a position to make money. So here goes. When you, basically, the moral of the story with this is when you're calling them back, they don't know the exact price. They're going to say, what's the price on that property? You're going to say, let me check to make sure that house is still available and get you the current asking price, okay? By the way, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? Do you guys catch that? I'm not going to have a long conversation about the neighborhood and the schools and their motivation or their dog or the fact that our daughters are in the same preschool or any of this other stuff. I'm going to say, thank you. Hi, this is Tim Harris. Da 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 da. Here's my, you know, I'm calling you back as a courtesy. I saw you called on 123 Elm Street. What questions can I answer for you? What's the current price on that house? Is it still for sale is what you're going to ask me. I'm going to say, let me check on my computer. Then I'm going to ask right away, by the way, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? Guys, I promise you, you're going to find, depending on the price range of the house you have for sale, that probably 30, sometimes more percent of the time, there are neighbors calling about the price. They're neighbors whose listings are about to expire. They're neighbors who are thinking about putting their houses for sale, and you're going to peel off those listing leads. That right there, if you just listen to this one element, is going to make you so much money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But, Tim, I don't have any listings. But agent saying you don't have any listings, let's work on that so you do, so you can leverage this stuff. And, by the way, if you don't have any listings now, you're brand new, I want you to still consider 800 Home Hotline, befriend some listing agents in your marketplace, ask them if you can put the writer on top of their sign, and then peel off the buyer leads. Maybe they'll care, maybe they won't, ask permission, maybe they'll want a referral fee. I don't know, but at least if you find a generous agent who's got their head screwed on straight and doesn't mind helping out a new agent and, you know, giving them some leg up, as they probably had when they were new in the business, people like that, they're few and far between in the industry, I get it. But ask them if you can put some writers on their listings, and then you can start peeling off the leads. Big brokerages, office managers, can you guys scale this idea in your mind? Can you see how you can use this idea to create tons of free leads that doesn't cost anything? I think 800 Home Hotline, by the way, with an unlimited number of extensions and unlimited time that people are calling. I believe it's $35. I don't know. So check it out. Super cheap. Hell of a lot cheaper than buying buyer leads, isn't it? So, Julie, let's get right back to our next point. Yeah, yes. Isn't that funny, though?
But there's so much to this, so I wanted you to take a breath. And also, here's the thing. I hope they all caught this very important part of the script. Which home in the area are you planning on selling? How many of you guys listening right now have been blowing off what sign calls that you get? Obviously, you have to have listings to be getting sign calls. But how many of you blow off those sign calls because your mindset is, I've already got so many buyers and I have nothing to sell them. I'm sick of getting outbid. I don't want any more buyers. Well, Tim just made a really important point to you. 30 to 50% of those calls, depending on the price range and the nature of the house, have a home to sell. These are listing leads in buyer leads clothing. I just wanted them to be really, really clear on that. I've had a lot of feedback from our premier clients, Tim, when they started using that script, that part of the buyer lead follow-up script, which home in the area do you plan on selling, that lo and behold, they have more listing appointments because they asked that very simple question. One line, which home in the area do you plan on selling? If they're relocating, they'll tell you. If they're renting, they'll tell you. If they already sold, they'll tell you. It just kind of fast-forwards the whole script. What you're really asking is you have to sell before you can buy, and a whole bunch of other questions in that simple question. So I love that part of the script. All right, point number three, install a clear, weatherproof home brochure box. Stop calling your brochures flyers. Flyers are what people pass out on the strip in Las Vegas, okay? They're home brochures. Invest in decent quality paper, full-color pictures, a simple but powerful description, and one phone number, ideally your 800 number. Make 50 extra home brochures so the homeowner can easily keep the box stocked. What do agents always say, Tim? Oh, I don't want the hassle of having to put the brochures in. Are you serious? I mean, how lazy are you going to be, first of all? Secondly, an interesting thing happens when you're the only home in the neighborhood that's for sale, which has a nice-looking clear brochure box with beautiful home brochures in it. Guess what all the other listings in the area that don't have it get to pester their agents about? And their agents are going to say, oh, that doesn't work. That's such a hassle. You don't want to have to fill the box all the time, do you?
So let's give them some advanced training on
this. Recipe for an expired. Go ahead.
Advanced training. Yeah, you guys need to get the brochure boxes that have the signs, or I'm sorry, the lids that close themselves. Don't get the cheap ones that you get usually from your, you know, Board of Realtors. Well, actually, Board of Realtors usually sells the good ones. Get the ones that basically have the little, you know, doodad in the lid that forces the lid shut as soon as you pull the flyer out. And don't put yourself in a position where you're going to have to be the one that's always reloading that sign box. Give a stack of the brochures to the seller and make it their job. That way you don't get the call saying, my brochure box is empty. You guys might occasionally have someone come by and, you know, leave the lid open because they didn't take a flyer out or all that. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Because the brochure box on your sign is something the sellers always love, and it's a killer way for you guys to, again, start lacing 800 Home Hotline onto the flyers. Julie, are you talking about how to stack the flyer? No, let's talk about that real quick.
Yes.
So on the front of the brochure, you do or don't? I don't think you do. Do you? I'm looking at your notes. Oh, yes, you do. I'll go to your next point. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so yes, point number four, using your 800 number and a specific extension on the back of your brochure, advertise information for all homes for sale in the XYZ school district subdivision. Call my 800 home hotline. Become the go-to source for the area. What we used to do is we would have on the front, we'd obviously feature the seller's listing. On the back, we will put all of our other listings. We'd put the other listings that were for sale in the neighborhood that weren't even listed by us. Why'd we do that? Because when you pull up to the brochure box, you got out of the sign, the buyer got out of the sign, you know, the person got out of the sign, got out of their car, grabbed the flyer out of the brochure box, got back into their car. They would then obviously turn the corner and there would be another for sale sign. I wanted all the information on every house in that neighborhood to be on our brochures so that they didn't call the sign of the competing house. They still called us through the 800 number on the back of the flyer. That way we obviously got the listing. Now, or we got the lead. Here's the way to explain this to a seller. Mr. Seller, when we do these brochures, when we put these in your brochure box, on the front it's going to be your house featured, but on the back we're going to put every other house for sale in the neighborhood. Why? Because if that other agent were to get a sign call with, from a buyer, they're obviously going to try to sell their listing. That's their job. But that means they're not going to try to sell your listing. So when buyers drive through, we want to capture all the buyers so we can obviously feature your house. You guys get it? You guys see the momentum of this? And sellers loved it. You know, the funny thing, too, is we would have sellers that would test us, right? Now, some of you are saying, oh, my God, Tim, I have 100 listings. How am I ever going to keep up on all the calls? Because you will get literally hundreds of calls. Hire a VA. Guys, hire a virtual assistant to do this for you. You can hire a full-time VA. Julie, you need to do a radio show on this. Write it down. You can hire a full-time VA for $1,800 a month who will call all these people back for you legally. peel off all the leads, call them back instantly. So if you're too busy or if you have a ton of listings and this is overwhelming, I just gave you a system to delegate it. We'll talk more about that maybe next week. All right, so Julie, tomorrow we're going to pick up on point number 5. And one of the first things we're going to grind on tomorrow is the fact that QR codes do not work. So get ready for that. We're going to talk to you guys tomorrow on the radio. In the meantime, if you guys need us for anything, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Guys, anytime, for anything, reach out for us. Your homework is to request a free coaching call. Grab those free books. Download those books immediately, Real Estate Treasure Map and Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, the books that everyone seems to love. And remember, show up, participate, embrace the free coaching call we give you with one of our new member coaches, okay? This is a super simple, proven path for you guys to build tremendous momentum this year and make this your best year ever. If there's ever anything we can do for you, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. You guys have a great day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.